Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoat Mindset Reset. Today, we're diving into something super crucial: setting healthy boundaries in relationships. Ever felt like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting much back? You know that feeling when your phone buzzes at 2 a.m. with a friend needing advice or someone drops by unannounced expecting dinner? Yeah, me too. It can be exhausting and leave you feeling drained and resentful. But guess what? Setting boundaries is not selfish. It's actually essential for healthy relationships. Think of it like this. Boundaries are the invisible fences that protect your emotional well-being and allow space for mutual respect and growth. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Boundaries sounds kind of rigid, right? But trust me, they're not about walls and barbed wire. They're more like clear, respectful guidelines that communicate what you're comfortable with and what you're not. It's about saying yes to things that nourish you and no to things that deplete your energy. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of setting healthy boundaries. 1. Know yourself. Before you can set boundaries, you need to know yourself. What values are non-negotiable for you? What drains your energy? What makes you feel respected and valued? Take some time for self-reflection, journaling, meditation, or even just a good old-fashioned walk in nature can help. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know your boundaries, it's time to communicate them. Be direct, honest, and respectful. Avoid being vague or apologetic. A simple "I appreciate you reaching out, but I'm not able to talk right now" is much better than saying "maybe later" when you really mean never. 3. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser. But remember, saying no is not a rejection of the person, it's a protection of your own well-being. Start small, decline that extra coffee run, or politely turn down an invitation that doesn't align with your priorities. 4. Be consistent. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing practice. Be consistent in enforcing the boundaries you've set, even when it feels uncomfortable. Remember, people will adjust to your new rules over time. 5. Don't be afraid to walk away. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, relationships can become toxic or unhealthy. In these situations, setting a boundary might mean stepping back or ending the relationship altogether. It's okay to prioritize your own well-being and protect yourself from harm. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and social commitments. She constantly feels pressured to say yes to everything, even when it leaves her exhausted and overwhelmed. One day, she realizes that she needs to set some boundaries to protect her own well-being. She starts by politely declining invitations that don't align with her priorities. She also learns to communicate her need for alone time more clearly. "Hey, I love spending time with you, but I really need some quiet time tonight to recharge." It takes some practice, but Sarah slowly starts to feel less stressed and more in control. Her relationships become healthier because she's not constantly giving without receiving anything in return. So remember, setting boundaries is an act of self-love and respect. It's about creating space for your own needs and allowing healthy connections to flourish. Before we wrap up, let's recap our key takeaways. 1. Know yourself. What are your values and priorities? 2. Communicate clearly. Express your boundaries with honesty and respect. 3. Practice saying no. It's okay to prioritize your own well-being. 4. Be consistent. Enforce your boundaries every time. And finally, don't be afraid to walk away from toxic relationships. Your mental health is worth it. All right, everyone. That's a wrap for today's episode. I hope this gave you some valuable tools for setting healthy boundaries in your relationships. Now go out there and own your space, create those strong connections, and remember, you got this. Until next time, keep that stoic mindset sharp and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.